I mean, I think it was very disappointing to see a strategy that the county's putting together, a strategy that will be looked at by all the tourism operators, a strategy that will be looked at by departments, by Falls Ireland, by all the key stakeholders that will be delivering funding to the county. And the numbers that a 10-mile head being omitted out of it, the fact that, you know, that figure two where it showed all the main attractions here in County Donegal, and the one, in my opinion, and maybe I'm being parochial when I say this, but, you know, at the end of the day, Malin Head is Ireland's most northernmost point. How can we leave such a destination out of a strategy, a figure that shows the numbers that's coming into all different areas of the county, and we left Malin Head out? I think that has to be questioned. I think I'm very disappointed to see that, and I think that that needs to be rectified before any strategy is passed here at council, because the implications of that could be very, very big down the road when we go looking for funding, when we push, you know, to do a development of Malin Head, and you have a department looking at a strategy that we put together where it doesn't even show Malin Head and doesn't even show any visitor numbers from Malin Head. So I've asked the council to revisit that and come back to us with figures.
Because surely that should be being optimised, such an attraction. And I know members of your own Inishowen Municipal District has repeatedly been raising concern about tourism numbers.
Yeah, and I mean, look, there's been counters in Malin Head for years. I mean, you go back 10 or 15 years ago, there was counters in Malin Head. You know, so why Malin Head was left out of this with no numbers saying how many tourists come to Malin Head. If we go back to about 5 or 6 years ago when we were putting together the plan for Malin Head, the estimated numbers at that time were close to 100,000, 120,000. You know, that's one of the highest figures in the county. If you look at the figures, that's in other destinations. We have figures in there showing destinations with 2,000 people visiting them. But we have, 5 years ago, there was 120,000 visiting Malin Head, and that's not in it. So, you know, to say I'm disappointed with that would be an understatement today, to be honest with you. And I think that, you know, I suppose over the last number of months, 6 months to a year, we've got that feeling that, you know, we have to keep fighting the fight for an issue, because at some stages of development and some stages of planning, an issue seems to be the perioration, and I can't let that happen, and I certainly won't let that happen, and I know my fellow councillors in the show won't let that happen.